Hello.
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 Andrew, did I come from the furthest to see you yesterday?
I think a girl did come down from Northampton.
Wow,
that is impressive.
I know, which is a bit crazy, but it kind of felt like it was. It was just a crazy, crazy day.
So how was the rest of it? Were there loads of girls?
Yeah, I probably had about 15 to 20 girls come up to me and ask me, or I asked them on dates.
Nice.
It was so nice. It was so many people just came up and just said so many nice things. It's kind of like a restored my faith in humanity, I think.
Oh, that's so nice. And did you absolutely freeze your bits off?
No, I do not. It was all right. I had a lot of hugs.
You had a lovely pair of gloves as well, didn't you?
Oh, those gloves, they were amazing. Thank you so much. But no, it was so many people. So many people kind of gave me bearing gifts. Some girl came with 29 balloons full of helium.
Oh.
A girl came and kind of had loads of pieces of card because she was shy as well. So she had a conversation with me with these little cards.
Oh, like Love Actually.
Yeah, exactly like Love Actually. And in the end, you go, "Can you be my Prince Charming? Would you marry me? And I said yes. And then she came over closer to me, and I asked her, "Would you go on a date with me?" And she said no.
No!
She went through all that and then said no.
Yeah, do you know what? It was just really, really sweet. She was quite young as well. She was like 17, 18, so it was a little bit too young for me. But I think her and her friends kind of had been kind of doing it, all the little boards and little illustrations and sparkly bits. Yeah.
Andrew, this is all very well, right? With balloons and cards and stuff. But, like, they're not going to keep you warm, are they?
No, the gloves were the thing that got me through the whole day, really.
Let's cut to the chase, Andrew.
Okay.
Right? When Chris and I spoke to you yesterday, and everybody's heard it now, you seemed pretty wrapped up in Jules. Now, I think Jules may have fallen foul here of the sort of Britain's Got Talent and X Factor ploy, which is the people who are on first, everybody forgets by the end of the day. And Jules was one of the ones you met first, and you plumped for somebody else to go to Paris. Imogen. I mean, Imogen.
Do you know what? I couldn't stop thinking about her all day. I just literally couldn't think about it. There was girls coming up to me and kind of going, "Hello? Hello?" Oh, and I was just like, sorry. I was just kept thinking about it. But you know what it came down to? I actually think I'm punching above my weight with her.
What, with Jules?
Yeah.
No way.
I'm sorry, you did meet her yesterday. You didn't meet somebody else.
I think it was her. Do you know what it was? I did meet somebody else. And we literally just clicked. She's into exactly what I'm into. And she's a designer and...
Whatever.
Whatever.
Not even bothered.
How lovely is that? Well, no, listen, we're very happy for you. It sounds like you got a narrow escape from Jules, so...
I know, but thank you all for the support and stuff, because it was amazing, and I've had loads of followers from what you guys put on Twitter and stuff. And
no worries, it was really nice to meet you, Andrew, and I hope things go well with Imogen.
Well, I'll tweet you guys... I'll tweet you guys about how it actually went.
Whatever, Andrew, you're dead to her now anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm just hanging on in there,
just in case things don't work out.
Take care, Andrew. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Bye.
Bye.
Do you know, he was meant to be speaking to BBC London, and he chose to speak to us instead. In your face, BBC London.